Welcome, this is a little sound masterclass. Stack the vocal atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere. In this beginner groove lesson, I'll walk you through a practical workflow using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices to build a lush, layered vocal pad fleet that sits in a drum and bass groove. We'll stack four complementary vocal layers, set up a vocoder with a modulator and carrier, shape intelligibility, and blend everything into a deep jungle rhythm with sidechain and groove feel. Keep your project tempo around 170 to 176 BPM. I'll be using 174 BPM as an example. What you'll build: a grouped vocal atmosphere with four layers. One, a chopped rhythmic dry vocal time to the groove. Two, a reversed, blurred ethereal wash. Three, a pitched low sub-vocal for weight. Four, and a vocoder pad where a synth carrier is shaped by the vocal modulator. You'll also create sends for long and short reverb, a grain delay shimmer, and a gentle side-chained bus so the whole stack breathes with the drums. Finally, we'll place the stack in a group with simple macro controls so you can blend it into a jungle context. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and routing. 1. Create a new audio track and import a short vocal sample or phrase, 1 to 6 seconds. Name it Vox Raw. Turn warp on and use Complex or Complex Pro for smooth time stretching if you plan to change clip length. 2. Duplicate this track 3 times so you have 4 audio tracks: Vox Raw, Vox Chop, Vox Blur, and Vox Sub. Create an instrument track named Vox Vocoder Carrier for the vocoder carrier synth. Layer 1. Chopped rhythmic dry vocal. 3. On Vox Chop, drag your vocal into simpler in classic or slice mode for flexible playback. Use slice if you want quick chops or classic for one-shots. 4. Create chops by cropping short slices in the clip view or automating simpler start marker. Open the groove pool. Choose a D-Den B-style swing, for example, push 8/16% or a triplet shuffle, and apply it to the Vox Chop clip. Quantize the clip to 1/16 or 1/32. For tight rhythm and nudge slightly off-grid for a humanized feel. 5. Insert EQ8 after simpler. High pass around 140 Hz to remove mud and, if needed, add a gentle presence boost of plus 2 to 3 dB around 2 to 4 kHz. 6. Add a saturator in soft clip mode with about 2 to 4 dB of drive for warmth. 7. Keep Vox Chop dry for now. Pan slightly left or right. Try minus 10%. And later we'll group it. Layer 2. Reversed, blurred ethereal layer. 8. On Vox Blur, duplicate the clip and reverse it in clip view. You can leave it as an audio clip or put it in simpler. 9. Add grain delay. Set spray between 15 and 35% for small randomness. Grain size around 10 to 20 milliseconds. Pitch up by 3 to 7 semitones for shimmer. Feedback 25 to 35%. And dry slash wet around 35%. 10. Place reverb after grain delay or send the channel to a long reverb return. Make the reverb large, decay between 3 and 6 seconds, medium diffusion, and high frequency damping to soften the top end. Use send amounts between 25 and 40% on the channel, or more depending on taste. 11. EQ8 on this layer. High pass around 400 Hz so this blur lives in the airy upper mid and treble. Layer 3. Pitched low sub vocal. 12. On Vox Sub, load the vocal into sampler or simpler and transpose down. Try minus 12 semitones first, then minus 24 for a deeper weight. If using audio transpose, repitch warp mode can help avoid formant artifacts, but sampler usually gives a cleaner result. 13. Low pass with EQ8 and cut everything above about 1.2 to 1.5 kHz to keep it warm and filtered. Only high pass up to 50 to 80 Hz if needed. 14. Add utility and set width to 0% so the low frequencies are mono and centered. Add gentle saturator with soft clipping so the sub reads on small speakers. Layer 4. Vocoder pad, carrier and modulator. 15. The modulator is your original vocal. Use Vox Raw or a clean take. Clean it up first. EQ8 high pass at 120 Hz and notch sibilance around 6 to 8 kHz if needed. 16. On Vox Vocoder Carrier, load Waveatable. Choose a harmonically rich carrier, a saw wave, with a second slightly detuned saw and unison set to 4 with small detune, around 0.08. Low pass filter gently around 6 to 8 kHz. Set the amplitude envelope to a slow attack of about 20 to 40 milliseconds, and a long release around 500 to 800 milliseconds. Keep sustain high so it behaves like a pad. 17. Put Ableton's vocoder device on the Vox Vocoder Carrier track. In the vocoder, open the sidechain chooser and select Vox Raw as the sidechain input. This configures the vocal as the modulator and the synth as the carrier. You can alternatively place vocoder on the vocal and receive the carrier, but the result is the same, synth carrier, vocal modulator. 18. Configure the vocoder. Set bands between 32 and 40 for good intelligibility. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release about 150 to 300 milliseconds. Tweak formant between 0 and plus 2 to retain naturalness, or up to plus 3 to 6 for more synthetic vowels. Engage internal filtering if you want to limit low frequency modulation and start wet around 60%, then reduce as needed to sit in the mix. 19. Shape intelligibility. Compress the modulator before the vocoder using glue compressor, ratio 3 to 1, fast attack, medium release, so the vocoder gets a consistent input. Boost 1 to 4 kHz on the modulator if the words are getting lost. If sibilance becomes harsh, add EQ after the vocoder or multiband dynamics to tame high frequencies. 20. Blend the vocoder into the mix. Add utility set to about 70 to 90% width, a touch of chorus ensemble for movement, and a short delay with low feedback. Automate vocoder dry slash wet or map it to a macro for quick blending. Send the vocoder to the long reverb bus, but use a smaller send than the blur layer, around 20 to 25%. Grouping, mixing, and groove integration. 21. Create a group track called Vocal Atmosphere and place Vox Chop, Vox Blur, Vox Sub, and Vox Vocoder Carrier inside it. 22. Create two return tracks, Reverb Long and Reverb Short. Reverb Long uses a decay around 4 to 6 seconds. Reverb Short around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds. Send amounts, Chop Low, around 10 to 20%. Blur High, 35 to 60%. Vocoder Medium, 20 to 30%. 23. Create a side chain on the group with glue compressor. Route the kick or the drum bus into the side chain. Set glue ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release 150 to 250 milliseconds, and adjust threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of ducking on kicks. This makes the pad breathe with the groove. 24. On the group, add EQ 8 for final shaping. High pass around 50 Hz, a gentle dip from 200 to 400 Hz if it's boxy, and a slight presence boost around 2 to 3 kHz if needed. 25. Save this as a preset or template so you can reuse the Vocal Atmosphere group later. Common mistakes to avoid: overcrowding the low end by stacking pitch down layers without high pass filtering. Always HPE each layer appropriately. Using too much vocoder wet or extremes in band counts. Balance wet slash dry so you don't lose intelligibility or oversynthesize the vocal. Not sidechaining to the kick. A pad that doesn't duck will overwhelm the DNB groove. Aim for subtle ducking, ignoring rhythmic placement. Atmospheric chops that ignore groove sound disjointed. Use the groove pool or nudges. Overprocessing a single layer. Don't put heavy reverb on every layer. Give each layer a distinct role. Pro tips: build an audio effect rack on the group with macro knobs for ambience, low cut, and vibe so you can tweak the whole stack quickly. Put a utility before reverb sends to keep low frequencies centered and highs wide. Automating width creates movement. Use the vocoder sparingly in transitions or pre-choruses to highlight vocals, while keeping verses intelligible. Duplicate the vocoder chain and pitch the carrier by 7 semitones for otherworldly formant pads blended low in the mix. If intelligibility is questionable, bypass reverb and large delays. If it reads clean dry, then add ambience back in. Automate send levels so tails bloom only when space allows. Mini practice exercise. 30-second loop at 174 BPM. 1. Import a 2 to 4-second vocal phrase on Vox Raw. 2. Make Vox Chop. Load into Simpler, slice into 1/16 to 1/32 chops, and apply a subtle groove of 10 to 12% swing. 3. Make Vox Blur. Duplicate and reverse the clip. Add grain delay and a long reverb send. 4. Create a wavitable pad and add a vocoder with Vox Raw as sidechain modulator. Set bands to 32, release to 200 milliseconds, dry slash wet to 60%. 5. Group them, add glue sidechain from the kick for 2 to 4 dB of ducking, high pass each non-sub layer, and export a 30-second loop. Compare it to reference jungle tracks to check how your vocal atmosphere sits in the mix. Recap. You now have a practical stuck device workflow to build a layered vocal atmosphere for deep jungle, rhythmic chops, reversed blur, a low sub vocal, and a vocoder pad with a synth carrier modulated by the vocal. You learned how to set up the vocoder, configure bands and attack slash release for intelligibility, and how to blend everything with EQ, reverb sends, and subtle sidechain so the pad breathes with the drums. Use grouping, macro controls, and the groove pool to lock the stack into the DNB pocket. Final workflow mantra: start dry, define roles, who provides low, mid, high, and movement. Process each voice for its role, then create shared ambience via sends. Use subtle sidechain and group macros to lock the whole vocal atmosphere into the deep jungle mood. Small moves add up. That's the masterclass. Save a template, color code your tracks, and practice the 30-second loop to make this approach your own.